Dreams are nothing more than wishes, and a wish is just a dream wish to come true. If only I could have a puppet, I'd call myself so very lucky just to have some company.
The entire workforce of the state of Virginia had to have solitaire removed from their computers because they hadn't done any work in 6 weeks.
That's so sad.
Do you know what this is?
No.
What we're seeing here, it's what? The end of Western civilization as we know it.
Oh. Hey, aren't you late?
Technology. Name me one thing, one, that we've gained from technology.
Electricity.
That's one. You think this machine's your friend, but it's not. I'm out of here.
See you tonight.
Sushi.
Sushi. Bye.
Although he likes to eat bits of pizza and bagel off the sidewalk, and I prefer to buy them. Brinkley is a great catcher, was offered a tryout on the Mets farm team, but he chose to stay with me so that he could spend 18 hours a day sleeping on a large green pillow the size of an inner tube. Don't you love New York in the fall? It makes me want to buy school supplies.
Go. Oh.
I'm almost ready.
I would send you a bouquet of newly sharpened pencils if I knew your name and address. On the other hand, this not knowing has its charms.
Did you push it?
Yeah. Yes, I pushed it.
I'm so late. Random House fired Dick Atkins. Good riddance. Murray Chilton died, which makes one less person I'm not speaking to. Hurry, hurry, hurry! Ugh! Vince got a great review. He'll be insufferable. Tonight, pin dinner.
Am I going?
Joe Fox, you promised.
It's black tie.
Oh,
can't I just give money instead? I mean, what is it this week? free Albanian riders.
Oh,
so I'm in favor of that.
Oh.
Okay, I'll go. I'll go. You're late.
Oh, I know, I know.
Who's at every door? Who's at every door?
Welcome.
Welcome. You're good, man.
Dear friend, I like to start my notes to you as if we're already in the middle of a conversation. I pretend that we're the oldest and dearest friends as opposed to what we actually are. People who don't know each other's names.
Morning, Mr. Fox.
And met in a chat room where we both claimed we'd never been before. What will NY152 say today, I wonder? I turn on my computer. I wait impatiently as it connects. I go online and my breath catches in my chest until I hear three little words. You got mail. I hear nothing, not even a sound on the streets of New York, just the beat of my own heart. I have mail from you.
Contractor Cole's truck hit a deer last night, so he's not gonna be here till tomorrow. And upstairs, shelves are late because the shipment of pine we ordered has beetles.
Very good, very good.
And we got a $50,000 ticket for construction workers peeing off the roof.
Great. That is great. Is the electrician here today?
See, I just told you he hit a deer, man. I knew you weren't listening to me.
All right. I wasn't. I hear nothing. Nothing. Not a sound on the city streets, just the beat of my own heart. I think that's how it goes, something like that.
You and Patricia got engaged, didn't you? You can tell me.
Engaged?
Come on.
Are you crazy?
What? I thought you liked Patricia.
I do. I do. I love Patricia. I love Patricia. Patricia's amazing. Patricia makes coffee nervous. Hey, you know what? We should announce ourselves to the neighbors. Let them know. Here we come.
Oh, no. This is Upper West Side, man. We might as well tell them we're opening a crack house. They're going to hate us. As soon as they hear, they're going to be lining up
to pick at the big, bad chain store.
That's out to destroy
everything they hold dear.
Yeah.
Do you know what? We are going to seduce them. We're going to seduce them with our square footage and our discounts and our deep armchairs and
our cappuccino.
That's right. They're going to hate us at the beginning, but
we'll get them in the air.
You know why?
Why?
Because we're going to sell them cheap books and legal addictive stimulants. In the meantime, we'll just put up a big sign. Coming soon to Fox Book Superstore and the end of civilization as you know it.
Good morning, Christina.
Good morning, Kathleen.
It's a beautiful day. Isn't it just the most beautiful day?
I guess, yeah, sure.
Hey, what are you doing?
Don't you just love New York in the fall? Perfect.
scotch tape? What is going on with you?
Nothing.
You're in love.
In love? No, no. Oh, yes, that's right. I'm in love with Frank. I'm practically living with Frank. Do you think you could get our Christmas mailers out this week?
Oh, yeah, by Monday, I promise. I have this paper due Friday. What is going on?
Nothing at all.
I am just gonna stand here until you tell me.
All right. Is it infidelity if you're involved with someone on email?
Have you had sex?
No, of course not. I don't even know him.
No, I mean cyber sex.
No.
Well, you know what, don't do it. Because the minute you do, they lose all respect for you.
Mm. Well, it's not like that. We just email. It's really nothing. On top of which, I am definitely thinking about stopping because it's getting
out of hand.
Confusing. But not because it's nothing.
Where'd you meet him?
Oh, listen, I can't even remember. Okay. On my birthday, I wandered into the over 30 room for a joke, sort of. And he was there, and we started chatting.
About what?
Oh, books and music, how much we both love New York. Harmless, meaningless bouquets of sharpened pencils.
Oh, excuse me.
Forget it. We don't talk about anything personal, so I don't know his name or what he does or where he lives exactly, so it'll be really easy for me to stop seeing him because I'm not.
God, he could be the next person to walk into the store.
I know.
He could be... George.
Morning.
Are you online?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, the internet is just another way of being rejected by women.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bertie.
What are you girls talking about?
Cyber sex.
I tried to have cyber sex once, but I kept getting a busy signal.
I know. I was really depressed one Saturday night about 9.
Time to open up.
I thought, no problem. I'll just go online.
Okay. Jessica and Maya, how are you today?
Want to say hi to Kathleen? Hi, Kathleen.
Hi.
Drop around the corner. George speaking. Can I help you?
Construction's going well. We should open on time, although Kevin and I are both a little concerned about the neighborhood response. Hey, this fabric on the couch, what is it? Does it have a name?
Money.
Huh?
Its name is Money.
Oh, Jillian selected it.
Good guess.
Your father's getting married again.
Really?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Why?
Who knows?
Love?
Possible.
I think you're a damn fool.
Pops, Matthew is 4 years old, okay? It would be nice for him if he knew his parents were married.
Listen, I have a sad announcement to make. City Books on 23rd Street, it's going under.
Oh, another independent bites the dust.
On to the next.
You're going to buy out their entire inventory of architecture and New York history for the new store?
How much, son? How much you paying?
Well, whatever it costs, it won't be as much as that exquisitely uncomfortable mohair episode there, which is now all over my suit.
Here you go.
Thanks. We're also going to have a section dedicated just to writers who've lived on the West Side.
As a shot to the neighborhood.
Perfect. Keep those West Side liberal, not pseudo-intellectual...
Readers, Dad. They're called readers.
Don't do that, son. Don't romanticize them. It'll keep them from jumping down your throat.
Well, what's the competition?
One mystery store, Sleuth, 78th and Amsterdam, a children's bookstore. Shop around the corner. It's been there forever.
Cecilia's store.
Who's that?
Cecilia Kelly. Lovely woman. I think we might have had a date once, or maybe we just exchanged letters.
You wrote her letters?
Oh, mail. That was called mail.
Stamps. Envelope.
You know, I've heard of it.
Well, Cecilia had beautiful penmanship. She was too young for me, but she was enchanting.
Enchanting?
Her daughter owns it now.
Huh. Too bad for her. Ah,
Excuse me, Mr. Fox.
Yeah.
My father is getting married again. For 5 years, he's been living with a woman named Jillian, who studied decorating at Caesar's Palace.
Porcelain?
Rubber.
Once I read a story about a butterfly in the subway, and today I saw one. It got on at 42nd and off at 59th, where I assume it was going to Bloomingdale's to buy a hat that will turn out to be a mistake, as almost all hats are.
Listen to this. Every night, a truck pulls up to my neighborhood bagel place and pumps about a ton of flour into underground tanks. And then the air is filled with white dust, which never seems to land. Why is that?
Confession, I have read Pride and Prejudice about 200 times. I get lost in the language, words like thither, mischance, felicity. I'm always in agony over whether Elizabeth and Mr. Darcy are really going to get together. Ah, read it. I know you'll love it.
The whole purpose of places like Starbucks is for people with no decision-making ability whatsoever to make 6 decisions just to buy one cup of coffee. Short, tall, light, dark, calf, decaf, low fat, non-fat, etc. So people who don't know what the hell they're doing or who on earth they are can, for only $2.95, get not just a cup of coffee, but an absolutely defining sense of self.
All skim caramel macchiato.
Tall. Decaf. Cappuccino.
Tall decaf cappuccino.
Fox Book Superstore.
Kel Nightmare.
It has nothing to do with us. It's big, impersonal, overstocked, and full of ignorant salespeople.
But they discount.
But they don't provide any service. We do.
So really, it's a good development.
You know how in the flower district there are all those flower shops in a row so you can find whatever you want? Well, this is going to be the book district. If they don't have it, we do.
And vice versa.
Absolutely.
When you are finished with Fox Books, the shop around the corner is going to be responsible for reversing the entire course of the Industrial Revolution.
Well, now that is so sweet, Frank. Thank you. That is so sweet. Although, I...
What?
Wait a minute. What is that doing here?
Oh my gosh, this is amazing. Listen. The Olympia Report Deluxe Electric Report. Hasn't gunshot.
That sound is
Listen
familiar.
To this, listen to this.
What, that whirring?
The gentle, soothing lullaby of a piece of machinery so
I
perfect.
Know, where I've heard that before, Frank.
I needed a backup.
Don't you have another one of these at your apartment?
I might.
That you wrote a column about?
Yes. Who cares? What were you going to say?
When?
Before.
Oh, nothing.
Come on.
Well, I'm just wondering. I'm wondering about my work and all. And I'm just... I mean, what is it that I do exactly? All I really do is run a children's
bookstore. All you really
do
is this incredibly noble thing.
Well, I don't know. No,
Kathleen!
I'm just...
You are a lone read. You are a lone read. Standing tall, waving boldly in the corrupt sands of commerce.
I am a lone read.
Lone read.
I am a lone... Sometimes I wonder about my life. I lead a small life. Well, valuable, but small. And sometimes I wonder, do I do it because I like it? Or because I haven't been brave?
So much of what I see reminds me of something I read in a book, when shouldn't it be the other way around? I don't really want an answer. I just want to send this cosmic question out into the void. So, good night, dear void.
I know you! I know you! Hello, Annabelle, little girl. How are you? And you, Matthew, how are you? Good. You ready to say hello to New Jersey? Hello, New Jersey!
Don't I get a hello?
Hello, Jillian.
Kiss me, I'm gonna be your wicked stepmother.
There you go. Hello, and who is this?
Nanny Maureen. I bought her in case you couldn't handle the kids.
Maureen's getting a divorce.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
It's my own fault. Never marry a man who lies.
That is so wise. Yes, Annabelle, remember that.
She taught Matt how to spell his name.
Really? Let's hear it.
F-O.
Excellent. Excellent. You know, I've got this covered. You can have the day off, and I'm sure you must be late for something. Volunteering at the Henry Street Settlement or rolling bandages for Bosnian refugees.
I am. I'm having my eggs harvested.
And getting those eggs harvested. Don't worry about a thing. See you later.
Bye, Maureen. Bye, Jillian.
Bye, Mom.
All right, you guys, are you ready to go out on the boat?
No.
What happened to you? What happened?
All the little birds on the jaybird street love to hear the robin go and tweet.
Hey!
Rock and robin,
tweet, tweet,
tweet. Rock and robin,
tweet, tweet,
tweet. Blow rock and robin, cause we're really gonna rock them tonight. Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree. The wise are loud, the big black crow, flap for their wings, sing and go, bird, go. Rock and robin,
tweet.
Rock and Robin, so Rock and Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight.
Oh,
Rock and Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight.
Fish are doing very well. They're very happy. Hey, you guys want to go to a movie? How about a movie?
Yes, oh, it's a storybook lady.
Well, are we at the right time? Yeah, let's go.
That it was I, and I alone, who had the idea for the great and daring mouse plot. We all have our moments of brilliance and glory, and this was mine. Why don't we, I said, slip it into one of Mrs. Pratchett's jars of sweets, and then, when she puts her dirty hand in to grab a handful, she will grab a stinky dead mouse instead. The other four stared at me in wonder. Then, as the sheer genius of the plot began to sink in, they all started grinning. They slapped me on the back. They cheered me. They danced around the classroom. We will do it today, they cried. We'll do it on the way home. You had the idea, they said to me, so you can be the one who puts the mouse in the jar.
Who belongs to this fish?
Oh, that's mine. Could you give me a hand with these used books?
And this is her best friend, Casey, mm-hmm. whose real name is Anastasia. And the next was Betsy and Casey become friends with Tib, whose real name, I am sorry to tell you, is Thelma.
The illustrations are hand-tipped.
And that's why it costs so much?
And Tacy go over the big
well, that's why it's worth so much.
I want all of that.
I'll think about it.
An awful lot for your dad to buy at one time.
Well, my dad gets me all the books I want.
Well, that's very nice of him.
Oh, that's not my dad, that's my nephew.
You know, I don't really think that he could be your nephew.
No, it's true. Annabelle is my aunt. Isn't that right, Aunt Annabelle?
Uh-huh.
and Matt is
his... Wait. Let me guess. Are you his uncle?
No.
His grandfather? His great-grandfather?
I'm his brother.
Matt is my father's son. Annabelle is my grandfather's daughter. We are an American family.
Oh, here you go, young lady.
What's that?
That's a handkerchief. Oh, my, do children not even know what handkerchiefs are? A handkerchief is a Kleenex that you don't throw away, you see? My mother embroidered this for me. My initials and a daisy, because daisies are my favorite flower.
May I ask who you are?
Kathleen Kelly. I own this store. And you are?
Joe. Just call me Joe. We'll take these books.
Okay. You're going to come back, aren't you?
Of course.
See? That is why we are not going to go under, because our customers are loyal.
They're opening up a Fox Books around the corner.
Fox Books, my daddy...
Likes to buy a discount. But don't tell anybody that, honey. There's nothing to be proud of.
F-O-X.
That is amazing. You can spell fox. Can you spell dog?
F-O-X.
Look at this dinosaur book. It's a pop-up dinosaur book. Wouldn't you like to have a dinosaur book like that? Wouldn't you like to read that? Here, Annabelle, you sit here and read that book until I take care of things. Whatever you do, just don't listen to anything I say, okay? Thank you. We'll take that pop-up book as well, the dinosaur.
You know, the world is not driven by discounts, believe me. I have been in business forever. I started helping my mother after school here when I was 6 years old, and I used to watch her. And it wasn't that she was just selling books. It was that she was helping people become whoever it was they were going to turn out to be. Because when you read a book as a child, it becomes part of your identity in a way that no other reading in your whole life does. And I have gotten carried away.
Yeah. Yeah, you have. You've made me feel... enchanting. Your mother was enchanting.
Yes, she was.
How will you be paying for this?
Cash.
How did you know that?
Well, in the photograph.
Oh.
Is that you in the photograph? What are you doing?
Twirling. My mother and I used to twirl. Anyway, she left the store to me, and I'm going to leave it to my daughter.
$73, please.
How much?
$73.
Oh. How old is your daughter now?
Well, I don't have a daughter. Oh. No, I'm not married, but eventually. So, yeah, the big bad Fox Books can just go to... Never
smile at a crocodile. You, hey, we're ready?
Yeah. Friendly with the
crocodile. Nice.
Bye, Kathleen.
Goodbye, Annabelle. Bye, Matt.
Bye.
He's imagining how well you'd fit within.
Oh, Matt. You know what? I have to ask you another thing. Can you spell cat?
Never did
F-O-X. Good thing it wasn't the fish. Take care.
Fish fast, I was taking a bath. All about a Saturday night. Yeah. Rubbed up, just relaxing in the tub, thinking everything was alright. Well, I stepped out the tub and put my feet on the floor. I wrapped the towel around me and I opened the door. And in a splish splash, I jumped back in the bath. Well, how was I to know there was a party going on? There was a splishing and a splash, and thrilling with the feeling, moving and a grooving, rocking and a rolling. Yeah, yeah!
Protests, no demonstrations. The neighborhood loves us.
They're wondering where we've been all these years. They're wondering how they ever did without us.
It's a hit!
How's the children's department?
Well, it's early yet. School's not out, and there is that children's store nearby. Shop around the corner.
Cecilia Storm. Cecilia Kelly. I think we might have had a date once.
Her daughter owns it now.
We'll crush it. She was enchanting.
Moving and a groove. Splishing and a splash.
Oh, opened 6 days, and we did $1,200 less than the same week last year.
Well, that could be a fluke, right?
Or not.
Listen, their store is new. It's a novelty. It will all shake out. Meanwhile, I am putting up more twinkle lights.
That's a fine idea.
What if we have to fold? I'm never going to find another part-time job, and then I'm not going to be able to pay my rent, and I'm going to have to move to Brooklyn.
The joy of rent control. 6 rooms, $450 a month.
We know. You've told us a million times. You know what? I can't believe you're bringing this up at a time like this. It's like those people who brag because they're tall.
Guys, we are not going to fold.
Hey, this place is a tomb. I'm going to a nut shop for fun.
George? George? Miranda!
Hi!
Oh, hi! Kathleen, are you surviving?
Well, we're so excited about your new book. When should we schedule a signing?
Oh, it's being published in January. Are you going to be in business in January? I'm so worried.
We're doing great. Aren't we?
No difference whatsoever.
Great. Oh, thank God. Well, you know you can count on me for anything. Support, rallies, picket lines. We can get the Times to write something. Or that nut from the Observer.
What nut in the Observer?
Frank something or other. The one who's so in love with his typewriter. This is just the sort of thing that would outrage him.
A nut? She called me a nut?
That's not the point. She thinks my store is in trouble. Now, why would she say that? There is enough business for us all.
Yes, there is. No question.
We are fine.
You're more than fine. You're absolutely fine.
We are fine.
Yes.
How are you? Fine.
Fine.
God, and Vince will be so happy to see you.
Thanks. Congratulations.
That's who I saw on the subway today.
You should go to a retreat. You really should go to a retreat.
Honey, will you give me another drink, sweetheart? It's a really great place to calm down.
He said that to me. Is that hilarious?
Champagne, please.
Right.
Stoli on the rocks, put a fresh glass, please.
White wine, please.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
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 Do you remember me from the bookstore?
Of course I remember you, yes. Hi.
Hey, how's your aunt?
She's great. Yeah. I better go deliver this. I have a very thirsty date. She's part camel.
Joe, right? Joe, isn't it?
And you are Kathleen.
Kathleen, come
in. Two white wine, please.
I cannot believe that you were speaking to Joe Fox.
Joe Fox?
Joe Fox.
As in?
As in, he's going to take over everything.
Fox? Your last name is Fox.
F-O-X.
God, I didn't know.
Who you were with? I didn't know who you were with.
Excuse me?
From The Godfather. Sorry, it's from The Godfather. It's when the movie producer realizes that Tom Hagen is an emissary of Vito Corleone. You know? It's just before the horse's head ends up in the bed with all the bloody sheets, you know, wakes up and it's Never mind.
You were spying on me, weren't you? You probably rented those children.
Why would I spy on you?
Because I am your competition, which you know perfectly well, or you would not have put up that sign just around the corner.
The entrance to our store is around the corner, and there's no other way of saying that. It's not the name of our store, it's where it is. And you do not own the phrase, around the corner.
set. What are you doing? What is that? What are you doing? You're taking all the caviar? That caviar is a garnish.
Look, the reason I came into your store is because I was spending the day with Annabelle and Matt, and I was buying them presents. I'm the type of guy who likes to buy his way into the hearts of children who are his relatives. There's only one place to find a children's book in the neighborhood. That will not always be the case. And it was yours, and it is a charming little bookstore. You probably sell, what, $350,000 worth of books in a year?
How did you know that?
I'm in the book business.
I am in the book business.
I see. And we are the Price Club. Only instead of a 10-gallon vat of olive oil for $3.99 that won't even fit under your kitchen cabinet, we sell cheap books. Me, a spy. Oh, absolutely. I have in my possession the super-duper secret printout of the sales figures of a bookstore, so inconsequential yet full of its own virtue that I was immediately compelled to rush over there for fear that it's going to put me out of business. What? What? Hey, how you doing? Frank Nevesky. Joe Fox. Joe Fox. F-O-X.
The inventor of the superstore, of course. The enemy of the midlist novel, the destroyer of city books. Tell me something, really, how do you sleep at night?
I use a wonderful over-the-counter drug, Ultradorm. Don't take the whole thing, just half, and you will wake up without even the tiniest hangover. You're Frank Nevesky, aren't you?
Yes.
Your last piece in The Observer about Anthony Paul was brilliant.
Really?
Brilliant, yes. I'm Patricia Eden.
Hi.
Hi, Eden Books. Yeah. Joe, this man is the greatest living expert on Julius and Ethel Rosenberg.
You really like my
this
piece?
This is Kathleen Kelly.
Hi.
My piece, I'm sorry, I just, you know, I'm flattered. You write these things and you think somebody's going to mention them and a week goes by and the phone doesn't ring and you start to think I'm a fraud, I'm like a failure or something, and to hear that...
You know what always fascinated me about Julius and Ethel Rosenberg is how old they looked when they were really just our age. You know? Oh, wow. I'm so happy to have finally met you. We will talk. Have you ever thought about doing a book?
It's crossed my mind. I mean, something relevant for today, like the Luddite
Frank.
Movement in 19th
on,
century
Frank.
England or something. We should
Frank.
Talk. Call me.
Frank.
Hey, hon. Have you ever had a caviar garnish?
Well, I had no idea Frank Nevesky was going to be so down to earth. Now, you read his stuff, you think he's going to be so obscure and abstruse. He's always talking about, you know, Heidegger and Foucault, and I have no idea what any of it's about, really.
I'm not tired. I'm not. Do you ever feel you become the worst version of yourself? That a Pandora's box of all the secret, hateful parts, your arrogance, your spite, your condescension, has sprung open? Someone provokes you, and instead of just smiling and moving on, you zing them. Hello, it's Mr. Nasty. I'm sure you have no idea what I'm talking about.
No, I know what you mean, and I'm completely jealous. What happens to me when I'm provoked is that I get tongue-tied. My mind goes blank. Then I spend all night tossing and turning, trying to figure out what I should have said. What should I have said, for example, to the bottom dweller? Recently belittled my existence. Nothing. Even now, days later, I can't figure it out.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if I could pass all my zingers to you
And then I would never behave badly, and you could behave badly all the time, and we'd both be happy. But then, on the other hand, I must warn you that when you finally have the pleasure of saying the thing you mean to say at the moment you mean to say it, remorse inevitably follows. Do you think we should meet?
Take the legs from some old table. I'll take the arm from some old chair. I'll take the neck from some old bottle. And from a horse, I'll take the head. I'll take the hand and face from off the clock. And baby, when I'm through, I'll get more loving from the dumb dummy than I ever got from you.
This is a cash only line.
What?
Cash only?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, I just have a credit card. I'm sorry. Is that okay?
No, it's not okay. There's a sign.
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I never do this, but I'm asking you to make an exception in just this
You have case. No cash? She has no cash.
No, she has no cash.
I'll get on another line, lady.
I have a dollar. Totally have. I have a dollar. $1. Is there anything you
Hello.
Can do? Hello.
Hi. Do you need some money?
No, I do not need any money. Thank you very much.
Get in another line.
Hi. Rose. That is a great name. Rose. This is Kathleen. I'm Joe.
And I'm Henry.
Henry, how are you? Happy holidays. This is a credit card machine. Happy Thanksgiving. It's your turn to say Happy Thanksgiving back.
Happy Thanksgiving back.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Orange.
Orange who?
Orange, you going to give us a break by zipping this credit card through the credit card machine? Come on, you can do it. Zip, zip. There you go. Rose. Ah, that is a great name. So, you're fine.
Fine.
Happy Thanksgiving. Henry, happy Thanksgiving.
I'm so sorry, really. I apologize. I apologize from the bottom of my
so
heart.
So, sign already. I'd
Thank
like
you.
To get home in time
you
for the
have
Thanksgiving
my pen.
Day parade.
The sun will come out tomorrow. Bet your bottom dollar that tomorrow there'll be sun. Just thinking about tomorrow, clear the way the cobwebs and the sorrow, till there's none. When I'm stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, I just stick out my chin and grin and say, oh, the sun will come out tomorrow, so you gotta hang on till tomorrow.
The violin singing with
Joni Mitchell song. I wish I had a river I could skate away on. Such a sad song. And not really about Christmas at all, but I was thinking about it tonight as I was decorating my Christmas tree, unwrapping funky ornaments made of popsicle sticks, and missing my mother so much I almost couldn't breathe. I always miss my mother at Christmas, but somehow it is worse this year since I need some advice from her. I need her to make me some cocoa and tell me that everything that's going badly in my life will sort itself out.
What kind of advice do you need? Can I help?
Can you help? I wish you could help. I wish...
I had a gut feeling you would be online now.
Hi.
I can give you advice. I'm great at advice.
Uh-oh. If only you could help.
Ooh. Is it about love?
Please say no.
No? How cute is that? My business is in trouble.
Huh. Well.
I'm a brilliant businessman. It's what I do best. What's your business?
No. Mm-mm. No specifics, remember?
Okay. Well...
minus specifics, it's hard to help, except to say,
go to the mattresses.
Except to say, go to the mattress. What? What does that mean?
It's from The Godfather. It means you have to go to war.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what is it with men?
What is it with men and The Godfather?
Hello?
Oh, come on. Hello? Well? Oh, what can I... Michael, come on.
The Godfather is the I Ching. The Godfather is the sum of all wisdom. The Godfather is the answer to any question. What should I pack for my summer vacation? Leave the gun, take the canola. What day of the week is it?
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday.
The answer to your question is go to the mattresses.
Go to the mattresses.
You're at war. It's not personal, it's business. It's not personal, it's business. It's
business.
Recite that to yourself every time you feel you're losing your nerve. I know you worry about being brave.
Don't.
This is your chance. Fight.
Fight.
Fight to the death.
Fight to the death.
It's not personal. It's just fight. Fight, fight.
Hey.
Hey. I've been
thinking. Frank.
What?
I've decided to go to the mattresses. Do you think it would be a gigantic conflict of interest if you wrote something about the store?
Yes.
Yes?
No.
So you'll do it?
Yes. Yes.
Do you know what it is to go to the mattresses?
From The Godfather.
Good morning, shop around the front porch.
Kathleen, the Channel 2 truck just pulled up.
Oh, in a second. Everyone's read the article.
We do not have to look to any of the usual places where good and evil face off. The places Herodotus called the happy land of Absalus. We have the perfect example here on the west side, where the cold cash of Fox Books threatens survival of a temple to one of the 20th century's most profound truths. You are what you read.
I believe that.
Save the shop around the corner, and you will save your soul. Frank, that's charming.
You think it's a little over the top?
That was the village voice. I told them to come over whenever.
Oh, man. All right. Sting like a bug. I sting like a bee.
1, 2, 3, 4. We don't want your superstore. 5, 6, 7, 8. Go away. Close the gate. 1, 2, 3, 4.
We don't want this superstore. Is that what they're saying?
Catchy, yeah.
Well, who wrote that?
Annoying. Pissing me off, actually.
Do you want the West Side to become one big, gigantic strip mall?
No!
Do you want to get off the subway at 72nd and Broadway and not even know you're in New York City?
No!
Can we save the shop around the corner?
Yeah!
We're here in front of the shop around the corner, the famous West Side Children's Bookstore, now on the verge of having to close its doors because the big bad wolf, Fox Books, has opened only a few hundred feet away, wooing customers with its sharp discounts and designer coffee.
Well, they have to have discounts and lattes because most of the people who work there have never read a book.
She's not as nice as she seems on television.
You met her?
Yeah. Boy, she's a pill.
She
probably ain't as fine as she looked on TV either. Oh, no, she's beautiful. But she's a pill.
You don't feel bad about basically sending her ass back to the projects with food stamps?
No.
Broke single white lady?
It's not personal.
It's business.
Yeah. Hey, here's a good-looking guy.
I sell cheap books. I do, so sue me.
And that, in a nutshell, is the Fox Books philosophy.
That's what you said?
Well,
yeah, that's not all I said. I said, oh, I can't believe those bastards. I said we were great. I said you could sit and read for hours and no one will bother. I said we had 150,000 titles. I showed up the New York City section. I said we were a goddamn piazza. A place in the city where people could mingle and mix and be.
Piazza?
I was eloquent.
Thanks to the
Shit. Piazza.
Well, it's inevitable, I guess. People want to turn her into Joan of Arc.
And you into a Tilda Hunt.
Well, not me personally, but the company, yeah.
Makes no apologies. I have met Joe Fox, and I've heard him compare his store to a price club and the books in it to cans of olive oil. The bookstore. Tell us about it.
The shop around the corner has a kind of Jeffersonian purity to it that the city needs in order to maintain historical integrity.
Jeffersonian purity.
That was nice. Thank you.
I mean, that sounded good.
Are you taping this?
Yeah, I'm taping this.
Technologically speaking, the world's out of hand, Sydney Ann. I mean, take the VCR. The whole idea behind the VCR is that it makes it possible for you to tape what's on television when you leave the house.
Right.
Of course, the whole idea behind leaving the house is so you can miss what's on television.
Yeah. I've heard you say that before.
She hasn't.
Absolutely. Right. So,
she gets it. She gets it.
Radio. Mm-hmm. There's a medium I can get behind.
Well, you're going to start collecting radios?
We're on television. You're good at it.
No.
Oh, yes.
I won't.
Frank.
I
oh, yeah.
What?
Well, thank
she's
you.
Making a, she's coming on to you.
No. They do this on television. The shop around the corner, it's a true New York treasure.
As are you.
Honestly, I'd love to have you back.
Is she sweating?
No.
She's touching herself, and she's sweating.
Well, I... anytime.
Okay, we can turn it off.
Are we done?
No,
that's...
not at all.
Oh, my God.
Because I just want to say that I yours is the only show I do watch.
Oh, my God.
No, that's no. I was being polite.
Thank you, oh. Frank.
No, thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Next week on
I slobbered all over.
Yeah. Too far.
But I think that there's something there.
First, I gotta go get some eucalyptus candles because it makes my apartment smell mossy. Then I'm going to the market and I can't decide whether to get sausage for the meat sauce or chopped meat.
Spare us.
You know what? Clam sauce. Yeah, because this is a big day.
Oh. Don't tell me. Not the slightest difference? How can that be? All this publicity and not one bit of difference? Oh, Bertie, what am I gonna do? What would Mom have done?
Well, let's ask her. Cecilia, what should we do?
Bertie.
Shh. She has no idea. But she thinks the window display is lovely. Good night, dearie.
Good night. I need help. Do you still want to meet me?
I would love to meet you. Where? When?
So I suppose she's carrying a copy of a book with a flower in it? Not really. Oh, she could be a real dog, man.
I'm only staying 10 minutes. I'm going to say hello, I'm going to have a cup of coffee, and then I'm going to split. That's what I'm going to do. I hope she doesn't have one of those high, squeaky voices like the mice in Cinderella. I hate that. Why am I even doing this? Why am I compelled to even meet her? Why?
Joe, relax. You're just taking it to the next level. I always do that. I always take a relationship to the next level. If that works out, I take it to the next level after that. Till I finally reach that level where it becomes absolutely necessary for me to leave.
Huh. And I'm not going to stay that long anyway. I already said that, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
No! Okay. Cafe Lalo, this is it. 8 o'clock. Boy, we got here fast, didn't we?
Yep.
Kevin, this woman is the most adorable creature I've ever been in contact with, and if she turns out even to be as good-looking as a mailbox, I'd be crazy not to turn my life upside down and marry her.
She could be a real dog, but good luck.
Would you go and look for me?
Me?
Yes, just go look through the window and check her out, please.
You're pathetic, man. All right, see what I see? You see her? Nah. Oh, wait, yeah. I see a very beautiful girl. Oh, she's fine. She's fine.
Ooh. I knew it.
She's gorgeous.
I knew she would be. I knew it.
But no book. All right. Okay, wait. Wait a minute. All right, look, there's a book with the flowers, so there's got to be her.
And what does she look like?
Can't see her. Waiter's blocking.
Damn it.
Oh, hold on. He's moving.
Yeah?
Can you see her?
Can you see her?
Yeah.
And...
she's very pretty.
She is! I knew she would be! She had to be! She had to be!
You know what? She look... I mean, she almost has the same coloring as that Kathleen Kelly person.
Kathleen Kelly of the little bookstore.
Well, why not? You said you thought she was attractive.
Absolutely, yes. Why not? Who cares about Kathleen Kelly?
Well, if you don't like Kathleen Kelly, I can tell you right now, you ain't gonna like this girl.
Why not?
Because it is Kathleen Kelly. So what are you gonna do?
Nothing.
I mean nothing. You're just gonna let her wait there all night?
Yes, yes I am. That's exactly what I'm going to do. Good night, Kevin. I'll see you in the morning.
You mind if I borrow this chair?
Yes, yes, I mind. Sorry. I'm expecting someone.
Kathleen Kelly. Hello, this is a coincidence. Would you mind if I sat down?
Yes, yes, I would, actually. I'm expecting someone. Thanks.
Pride and Prejudice.
Do you mind?
I bet you read that book every year. I bet you just love that Mr. Darcy, and your sentimental heart just beats wildly at the thought that he and, well, you know, whatever her name is, are truly, honestly going to end up together.
Can I get you something?
No, no, he's not staying.
Mochaccino, decaf, non-fat.
No, no, you are not staying.
I'll just stay here until your friend gets here.
Gee, is he late?
The heroine of Pride and Prejudice is Elizabeth Bennet. She is one of the greatest and most complex characters ever written, not that you would know.
As a matter of fact, I've read it.
Oh, well, good for you.
I think you'd discover a lot of things if you really knew me.
If I really knew you, I know what I would find. Instead of a brain, a cash register. Instead of a heart, a bottom line.
What?
I just had a breakthrough.
What is it?
I have you to thank for it. For the first time in my life, when confronted with a horrible, insensitive person, I knew exactly what I wanted to say, and I said it.
Well, I think you have a gift for it. It was a perfect blend of poetry and meanness.
Meanness? Let me tell you something about meanness.
Don't misunderstand me. I'm just trying to pay you a compliment.
Oh, oh, why are you touching that?
Is this a red rose? No, you know, it's a crimson rose. Something you read about in a book, no doubt.
It's funny to you, isn't it? Everything is a joke to you. Please leave. Please, please leave, I beg you. Thank you.
You know what that hanky reminds me of?
Mm.
First day I met you.
First day you lied to me.
I didn't lie to you.
You did too.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I did not.
You did too.
I did
you
not.
You did too.
I did not.
Yeah, you did too. I thought all that Fox stuff was so charming. F-O-X.
Well, I didn't lie about it.
Joe. Just call me Joe.
Sure.
As if you were one of those stupid 22-year-old girls with no last name. Hi, I'm Kimberly. Hi, I'm Janice. Don't they know you're supposed to have a last name? It's like they're an entire generation of cocktail waitresses.
Look.
I am not a 22-year-old cocktail waitress.
That is not what I meant.
And when I said the thing about the prize club and the cans of olive oil, well, that's not what I meant.
Oh, you poor sad multimillionaire. I feel so sorry for you.
Take a wild guess that that's not him either. So who is he, I wonder? Certainly not, I gather, the world's greatest living expert on Julius and Ethel Rosenberg, but somebody else entirely different. Will you be mean to him, too?
No, I will not. Because the man who is coming here tonight is completely unlike you. The man who is coming here tonight is kind and funny. He's got the most wonderful sense of humor.
But he's not here.
Well, if he's not here, he has a reason, because there is not a cruel or careless bone in his body. But I wouldn't expect you to understand anybody like that. You with your theme park, multi-level, homogenize the world, mochaccino land. You've deluded yourself into thinking that you're some sort of benefactor bringing books to the masses. But no one will ever remember you, Joe Fox. And maybe no one will remember me either, but plenty of people remember my mother. And they think she was fine, and they think her store was something special. You are nothing but a suit.
That's my cue. Good night.
Pleasant about her was the way that her hair fell across her forehead. Look at this.
Yeah, but I don't need that disagreeable exterior. That may, you know, she may turn out to be
a real bitch. Let's not talk about it. I'm going to go back to the office, and I'm sure you have some work you have to do.
Not really. This place is a well-oiled machine, my friend.
So what happened?
He never came.
He stood you off.
I wouldn't exactly characterize it in that way. I think something happened, something terrible and unexpected that made it impossible for him to... What if he showed up, he took one look at me and left?
Not possible.
Maybe there was a subway accident.
Absolutely.
A train got trapped underground with him inside.
And no phone.
And you know how those express trains create friction?
He got sucked onto the tracks.
The third rail.
He's toast.
What happened?
He was unable to make it.
He stood you up?
Maybe he had a car accident. Those cab drivers are maniacs.
Yeah, you know, they hit something and you slam into that plastic partition.
Or his elbows could be in splints, so he couldn't really dial.
Or he could be unconscious.
In a coma.
Oh. Stuck in intensive care.
With that heart monitor beeping.
And, like, no phone.
What? What are you saying?
It could be. He was arrested 2 blocks from the cafe.
Is there a picture? So that explains it.
He was in jail.
And there was a phone.
But he only got one call, so he had to call his lawyer.
You are so lucky.
You could be dead.
He couldn't possibly be the rooftop killer.
Remember when you thought Frank might be the Unabomber?
Well, that was different.
How long did you sit there all alone?
Not long. Joe Fox came in.
Joe Fox?
I don't want to talk about it. Let's just get to work. There's got to be something to do. There's always something to do.
Hey, look at this.
He looks like you.
So?
He was unavoidably detained.
He stood you up.
I've been thinking about you. Last night I went to meet you and you weren't there. I wish I knew why. I felt so foolish. And as I waited, someone else showed up, a man who has made my professional life a misery. And an amazing thing happened. I was able, for the first time in my life, to say the exact thing I wanted to say at the exact moment I wanted to say it. And of course, afterwards, I felt terrible. Just as you said I would. I was cruel, and I'm never cruel. And even though I can hardly believe what I said mattered to this man, to him I am just a bug to be crushed. But what if it did? No matter what he's done to me, there is no excuse for my behavior. Anyway, I so wanted to talk to you. I hope you have a good reason for not being there last night. You don't seem like the kind of person that would do something like that. The odd thing about this form of communication is that you're more likely to talk about nothing than something, but I just want to say that all this nothing has meant more to me than so many somethings. So thanks.
Vancouver. I was stuck in a meeting, which I couldn't get out of, and the electricity went out in the building, and we were trapped on the 38th floor, and the telephone system blew too. Dear friend, I cannot tell you what happened last night. But I beg you from the bottom of my heart to forgive me for not being there. For what happened. I feel terrible that you found yourself in a situation that caused you additional pain. But I'm absolutely sure that whatever you said last night was provoked, even deserved. And everyone says things they regret when they're worried or stressed. You were expecting to see someone you trusted and met the enemy instead. The fault is mine. Someday I'll explain everything. Meanwhile, I'm still here. Talk to me.
I mean, did he say anything about wanting to meet you again?
No, not really. Listen, it doesn't matter. We'll just be like George Bernard Shaw and Mrs. Patrick Campbell. We'll write letters our whole lives.
Thank you for the scones. They look lovely.
Bertie, where was this one taken?
Seville.
When you fell madly in love?
Yes. So, dearie, what have you decided to do?
Close. We're going to close.
Close.
Closing the store is the brave thing to do.
Oh, you are such a liar. But thank you.
You are daring to imagine that you could have a different life. Oh, I know it doesn't feel like that. You feel like a big fat failure now. But you're not. You are marching into the unknown, armed with nothing. Have a sandwich.
Well, not nothing. I have a little money saved.
If you need more, ask me. I'm very rich. I bought Intel at 6. Now, I suppose you want me to tell you who it was I fell madly in love with. But I'm not going to tell.
Who was it, Bertie? I want to tell. Oh, that's so mean. But so romantic.
It wasn't meant to be.
Why not?
He ran Spain.
Spain?
The country. He ran it. It was his job. And then he died. Just as well. Milk or lemon?
She fell in love with Generalissimo Franco.
Oh, don't say that. Really, we don't know that
well,
for sure.
Well, who else could it have been? It was probably around 1960.
Do you want some popcorn?
I can't believe this. I mean, it's not like he was something normal, like a socialist or an anarchist or something.
It happened in Spain. People do really stupid things in foreign countries.
Absolutely. They buy leather jackets for much more than they're worth, but they don't fall in love with fascist dictators.
Bertie is a very special person to me. She is practically my surrogate mother.
Well, she's out of her mind.
She is not.
I could never be with anybody who doesn't take politics as seriously as I do.
Do you mind?
A hot dog is singing. You need quiet while a hot dog is singing?
I have something to tell you, Frank. I didn't vote.
What?
In the last mayoral election, when Rudy Giuliani was running against Ruth Messenger, I went to get a manicure and forgot to vote.
Since when do you get manicures?
Oh, I suppose you could never be with a woman who got manicures.
Never mind. It's okay. I forgive you.
You forgive me?
Look, this has been a big week. You're closing the store.
No, it's not that, Frank. Really, it's not. I know.
That was terrible of me.
What? What was terrible?
Jumping all over you when I'm the one... God, I don't even know how to say this.
What is it? What?
You're a wonderful person, Kathleen.
So are you.
And I'm so honored that you would want to be with me, because you would never be with anyone who wasn't truly worthy.
I feel exactly the same way.
Don't say that.
What?
That makes it worse.
What? You don't love me. Me either.
You don't love me?
No.
But we're so right for each other.
I know. I know. Well, is there someone else? Or? Oh, that woman on television, Sydney Ann.
I mean, nothing has happened or anything, but...
Oh, Frank, is she a Republican?
I can't help myself. What about you? Is there someone else?
No. No. But there is the dream of someone else.
$10. It's yours.
What are you gonna do now?
I don't know. I think I'll take some time. You know, I'm not looking forward to it.
Well, good luck to you.
You know, I came here every Saturday when I was a little girl. And I remember when your mother gave me Anne of Green Gables. Read it with a box of Kleenex, she said. That's what she told me.
Could someone help me?
She's looking down on you right now.
I'm sure she is.
Why don't we bomb Fox Books?
Love is only a dream. Remember. Remember. Life is never as it seems.
Do you have the shoe books?
The shoe books? Who's the author?
I don't know. My friend told me my daughter has to read the shoe books, so here I am.
Noel Stretfield. Noel Stretfield wrote ballet shoes and skating shoes and theater shoes and dancing shoes, and I'd start with ballet shoes first. It's my favorite. Although skating shoes is completely wonderful. But it's out of print.
Stretfield. How do you spell that?
S-T-R-E-A-T. F-E-I-L-D.
Thank you.
Kathleen Kelly. I swear it was like her name was in the air, Joe.
Just like that.
Everyone was talking about her today. Kathleen Kelly and her situation. And I was thinking that she'd make a great children's book editor.
What makes you think that?
Well, she knows everything. She has flawless taste. She's famous for it. You know, the salesmen swear by her. If she likes the book, it sells. Period.
So you're going to offer, what, you're going to offer her a job?
Well, what else has she got to do?
Oh, now that she's destitute.
Thanks to you.
You know, I don't see her working for you.
Why not?
Because she lacks a killer instinct. She's never fired anybody. Look at that little shop of hers. Those people have been there forever. Until recently, when they all lost their jobs.
Thanks to you. Call the elevator!
Miss Eden. Mr. Fox?
Hello, Charlie.
You know, I love how you've totally forgotten that you've had any role in her current situation. So obtuse. So insensitive. Reminds me of someone. Who? Who does it remind me of? Me!
What is going on?
Could be stuck.
Charlie, what are you doing?
I hope this thing doesn't plummet to the basement.
Can it do that?
No. Not plummet to the basement. Hi, this is Joe Fox. Who's this? Juan? Juan, we are stuck in the elevator between the 6th and 7th floor. Well, there's 4 of us.
Yes, and if you don't get your ass up here in 2 shakes and get us the hell out of here...
All right, Juan. Yeah. Listen, call the super... And then 911. 911. The fire department. That's right. Yeah, thank you very much.
Everyone should jump in the air.
What?
We jump, the elevator thinks no one is here, and it opens.
One, two, three, jump.
Get out of here. I'm gonna start speaking to my mama. Wonder what she's doing right this very minute.
If I ever get out of here, I'm marrying Orit. I love her. I should marry her. I don't know what's been stopping me.
If I ever get out of here, I'm having my eyes lasered.
If I ever get out of here.
Where are my Tic Tacs? What?
I came home tonight and got into the elevator to go to my apartment. An hour later, I got out of the elevator, and Brinkley and I moved out. Suddenly, everything had become clear. It's a long story. Full of the personal details we avoid so carefully. Let me just say, there was a man sitting in the elevator with me who knew exactly what he wanted, and I found myself wishing I were as lucky as he.
People are always telling you that change is a good thing, but all they're really saying is that something you didn't want to happen at all has happened. My store is closing this week. I own a store. Did I ever tell you that? It's a lovely store. And in a week, it will be something really depressing, like a baby Gap. Soon will just be a memory. In fact, someone, some foolish person, will probably think it's a tribute to this city, the way it keeps changing on you, or the way you can never count on it, or something. I know, because that's the sort of thing I'm always saying, but the truth is, I'm heartbroken. I feel as if a part of me has died, and my mother has died all over again. And no one can ever make it right.
but I'm not.
What happened?
Everybody knows my name.
How are you?
Well, you know, Dad, you did pretty well. At least you didn't marry her.
Welcome aboard.
Lasted a while.
Yeah.
Listen to the band that played just for me.
You know, I stayed on this boat after, let's see, your mother, Laurette, the ballet dancer.
My nanny.
She was the nanny?
Yeah.
I forgot that. How ironic. And then there was the ice skater?
Also my nanny.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's amazingly ironic. And then there was Sybil, the, that's an A word.
Astrologer.
Exactly, yeah.
Whose moon turned out to be in someone else's house, as I recall.
Just like Jillian.
Jillian ran off with someone?
The nanny.
Nanny Maureen?
Yes.
Well, Jillian ran off with Nanny Maureen.
You got it.
It's incredibly ironic.
That's true.
No other word for it.
Well, who's better than us?
Father and son together at last.
Who did you say you broke up with?
Patricia. You met her.
Would I like her? Just kidding, son. Now, is this beautiful or what? Of course, I'll be living out of a suitcase for at least 3 weeks. And then there's the inevitable legal hassle. More of your inheritance down the drain. But
don't you worry about it.
I won't. I just have to meet someone new, that's all. That's the easy part.
Oh, right, yeah. A snap to find the one single person in the world who fills your heart with joy.
Well, don't be ridiculous. Have I ever been with anybody who fit that description? Have you? Joe Fox.
What are you doing here?
May I please come up?
I don't really think that that is a good idea because I have a terrible cold. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Listen. I'm stifling, and I'm not really awake, and I'm taking echinacea and vitamin C. I'm sleeping practically 24 hours a day. I have a temperature, and I think I'm contagious. So if I would really appreciate it if you would just go away.
Kathleen.
Just a second. Yes, just a second. Oh, okay.
Hello.
Hello. What are you doing here?
I heard you were sick, and I was worried. And I wanted to make sure.
What?
Is there somebody here?
No. Oh, it's Hope Shopping Network.
Oh, you buy any of those little porcelain dolls?
I was thinking about it. Hey, you put me out of business.
Yes, I did.
Did you come to gloat?
No.
To offer me a job?
I would never.
Because I have plans. I have plenty of offers. You know, I got offered a job by.
By my former.
Well, yeah, actually by. Oh, your former?
We broke up.
Oh, well, that's too bad. You were so perfect for each other. Oh.
happy to say things like that. No matter what you've done to me, there's no excuse for my saying anything like that. But every time I see you...
Things like that just fly out of your mouth.
Yes.
I brought you flowers.
Oh. Thank you.
Why don't I just put these in some water? And hey, you're sick. You should sit down.
Okay.
Okay, I need a vase, a vase, a vase.
Above the refrigerator.
There it is. Obviously. Hey, George says hello, by the way. He's the one who told me you were sick.
How's George?
Great. Really great. Revolutionizing the place. So you can't work in his department unless you have a PhD in children's literature.
I love daisies.
You told me.
They're so friendly. Don't you think that daisies are the friendliest flower?
I do.
When did you break up?
A couple of weeks ago.
Everyone is breaking up. You, me, this other person I know broke up with someone in an elevator, or just it's after it, or just outside it, or it got stuck. When I saw you at the coffee place, I was waiting for him, and I was...
Charming.
I was not charming.
Well, you look charming. Tea?
Yes. I was upset and horrible.
Honey?
Yes.
I was the horrible one.
Well, that's true. But I have no excuse.
Oh, I see what you're saying. That's interesting. Whereas I am a horrible person, therefore I have no choice but to be horrible. That's what you're saying. But that's all right. That's all right. I put you out of business, so you're entitled to hate me.
I don't hate you.
But you'll never forgive me. Just like Elizabeth.
Who?
Elizabeth Bennet in Pride and Prejudice. She was too proud.
Oh, I thought you hated Pride and Prejudice.
Or was she too prejudiced and Mr. Darcy is too proud? I can't remember. It wasn't personal.
What is that supposed to mean? I'm so sick of that. All that means is that it wasn't personal to you. But it was personal to me. It's personal to a lot of people. I mean, what is so wrong with being personal anyway?
Nothing.
Because whatever else anything is, it ought to begin by being personal. My head is starting to get fuzzy. Why did you stop by again? I forget.
I wanted to be your friend.
Oh.
I knew it wasn't possible. What can I say? Sometimes a guy just wants the impossible. Can I ask you a question?
What?
What happened with that guy at the cafe?
Nothing.
But you're crazy about it.
Yes, I am.
Well, why don't you run off with him? What are you waiting for?
I don't actually know him.
Really?
I only know him through the... You're not going to believe this.
Oh, let me guess. Through the internet?
Yes.
You've got mail.
Yes.
Those are very powerful words.
Yes.
Well, I'm happy for him. Huh. Although, could I just make a little suggestion?
What?
I think you should meet him. No, wait, I take that back. Why would you want to meet somebody you're crazy about?
Hey, I hardly think I need to take advice from a person who
Now I concede I bring out the worst in you. But let me just help you to not say something you're just going to torture yourself about for years to come. I hope you feel better soon. It'd be a shame to miss New York in the spring.
Thank you for the daisies.
Well, you take care.
I will.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I'll say goodbye to all my sorrow, and by tomorrow I'll be on my way. I guess the Lord must be in New York City.
I've been thinking about this, and I think we should meet.
I'm so tired of getting nowhere, seeing my prayers.
We should meet. And we will meet. But I'm in the middle of a project that needs...
in New York City.
Tweet.
Well, here I am, Lord, knocking at your back door. Ain't it wonderful to be where I've always wanted to be? For the first time, I'll breathe free here in New York City.
Some tweaking. A project that needed tweaking. T-W-E-A-K-I-N-G. Tweaking, okay.
That's
right.
What he said.
It sounds to me like he's married. Married three kids.
It's a terrible thing to say. He could not possibly be married.
How do you know? Have you asked him? Have you said, are you married? Have you written
to him? No, I'm not going to ask. No. I know this is probably a little late to be asking, but... are you married?
Am I married? What kind of question is that? How can you ask me that? Don't you know me at all? Oh, wait, I get it. Your friends are telling you the reason we haven't met is that I'm married. Am I right? So he didn't answer the question.
Yes, he did.
He did not.
He did, too. He nailed me. He knew exactly what I was after, which is just, by the way, exactly like him.
He did not answer the question, did he?
No.
Maybe he's fat. He's fat. He's a fatty.
I don't care about that.
You don't care that he's so fat, he's one of these guys that has to be removed from his house by a crane. You don't care.
That is very unlikely. That is completely ridiculous.
So what's his handle? I'm not going to write him. Is that what you're worried about? You think I'm going to email him?
All right, NY152.
NY152, 152. He's 152 years old. He's had 152 moles removed, so now he's got 152 pockmarks on his face.
The number of people... who think he looks like Clark Gable.
152 people who think he looks like a Clark Barr.
Why did I even tell you about
152
this?
Stitches from his nose job. The number of his souvenir shot glasses that he's collected.
His address. No, he would never do anything that prosaic. The only thing I really care about is the, well, aside from the married thing and the jail thing.
Of course.
Is the boat thing.
What boat thing?
I could never be with someone who had a boat.
I have a boat.
Oh.
Which clinches it. We'll never be together. How many?
Three.
Hey,
allow me.
Thank you.
I can never be with someone who likes Joni Mitchell. It's Cloud's illusions, I recall. I really don't know Clouds at all. What does that mean? Is she a pilot? Is she taking flying lessons? It must be a metaphor for something, but I don't know what it is. So how's your book coming?
Well, there's this children's book editor I know from this store, and she's excited to read it when I'm finished.
Yeah?
Who would ever have thought that I would write? I mean, if I hadn't had all this time...
Huh?
You know what?
What?
The truth is that he was the one who started me thinking about writing.
Mr. 152 felony indictments.
Mr. 152 insights into my soul.
Oh, well, yeah. Oh, no competing with that.
Well, I keep on bumping into you.
Yeah.
Hope your mango's ripe.
I think it is. Hey, you want to bump into me on, say, Saturday around lunchtime?
Yeah.
Over there?
Huh?
Good. How about meeting Saturday? 4 o'clock. There's a place in Riverside Park at 91st Street where the path curves and there's a garden. Brinkley and I will be waiting. Here it goes. Today?
Today.
Wow.
I know. In Riverside Park.
Hmm. Well, that would mean he's a West Sider.
Isn't that amazing? Maybe I've seen him and don't even know it.
You could have seen him every day and not know it.
It's very
possible.
He could
be anybody.
He could
be
anyone.
That guy right there. And those flowers are for you. Hey, could be the Zipper Man.
What's that?
Zipper Man.
Yeah,
he's a guy. He repairs zippers on Amsterdam Avenue.
Cut it out.
You never have to buy new luggage.
Cut it out.
I mean, the timing here is everything. I mean, he's waited until you're primed, see? Until you are absolutely convinced that there's no other man that you could possibly love.
Yes.
You know, sometimes I wonder.
What?
Well, if I hadn't been Fox Books, and you hadn't been the shop around the corner, and you and I had just met.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have asked for your number. And I wouldn't have been able to wait 24 hours before calling you up and saying, hey, how about some coffee or, you know, drinks or dinner or a movie? For as long as we both shall live.
Joe?
And you and I would never have been at war. And the only thing we'd fight about would be which video to run on a Saturday night.
Well, who fights about that?
Well, some people. Not us.
We would never.
Ask you something. How can you forgive this guy for standing you up and not forgive me for this tiny little thing? I'm putting you out of business. Oh, how I wish you would.
I really have to go.
Yeah, well, you don't want to be late.
quickly! Brinkley!
Somewhere.
Brinkley! Troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you find me.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter.
Papaya, papaya.
And make believe it came from you.
Papaya, papaya.
I'm gonna write words so, so sweet. They're gonna knock me off of my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom. I'll be glad I got 'em. I'm gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better.
Papaya, papaya.
I'll close with love the way you do.
Papaya, papaya.
I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter.
came from.
Say goodbye to all my sorrows, and by tomorrow I'll be on my way. I guess the Lord must be in New York City. Well, here I am, Lord, knocking on your back door. Where I've always wanted to be, for the first time.